Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you, Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Monster Movie Media presents.
This is Corey Burton, the voice of the El Rey Network, and the Haunted Mansion Holidays, and of course Captain Hook, and many others. And you're listening to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to episode 81 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. I'm pumped. I'm excited because it has finally arrived. This is our 2015 Halloween special. Now, we haven't gave any clues to what is actually going to be in this episode, so you probably have no idea what's coming, but you don't have to wonder anymore, because the 2015 Creepy Kingdom Halloween special starts right now.
Greetings, citizens of the Creepy Kingdom. All Hallows' Eve has fallen upon us, and it's time to tell a tale from the creepy side. A tale of an urban legend. The year was 1977. The place was Disneyland, USA. The park had just closed for the evening, and a young Jungle Cruise skipper had just ended his day of steering a fake boat and telling painfully bad jokes for angry tourists. Right before he was about to leave the attraction to head over to his locker, his supervisor informed him he needed to head over to It's a Small World to help out with an issue they were having. As he arrived, he noticed the power is out and a Small World cast member approaches him.
I'm so glad someone is here. The power's gone out on Small World and we're trying to fix it, but we need someone in there to ride through the attraction with a flashlight and check to see if the problem is coming from the inside.
How am I supposed to know if something's wrong? I don't work at WED. I'm just a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Perfect. You're used to working on boats. Here's a flashlight and a walkie-talkie. Just let me know if you see anything weird. Now get in there.
The young skipper entered the boat and slowly cruised into the darkness with nothing but a flashlight and a walkie-talkie. As he sailed by the lifeless dolls, he pointed the flashlight in every direction, looking for something out of the ordinary.
Ugh, and I thought this ride was creepy with the lights on.
Suddenly, the lights start flashing on and off.
Oh, maybe the power's trying to kick on.
And all the dolls started moving and singing. The skipper grabbed the walkie-talkie.
It looks like the power's back on. I guess everything's dynamite again.
No. The power is still out.
Then how are all the little dolls singing right now?
What? Oh my god. You've got to get out of there!
Just as the walkie-talkie lost signal, the skipper looked up and noticed that the dolls were looking directly. Before he could react, the dolls start moving towards him and jumping on the boat with him.
Ah! What the hell's going on?
He quickly jumped to the back of the boat. The dolls keep slowly moving towards him. They never stop smiling. They never stop singing. Just as the dolls almost reach him, they abruptly stop.
How are these dolls moving towards me? What is going on?
All of a sudden, temperature drops. Skipper can feel the hair on the back of his neck rise. Out of thin air, four ghostly figures levitate in midair before him.
What are you guys?
We are the ghosts of some park guests and former employees that love the ride so much that we came back after death.
Sort of like Romero's zombies going back to their favorite living haunts.
What?
But rather than simply enjoying the rides, we playfully decided to animate the ride, making the figures move on their own after the park is closed.
Ghosts can control inanimate objects?
And who are you? What are you doing in our lair after park close?
I'm just a Jungle Cruise skipper.
A Jungle Cruise skipper? I love that ride. I mean, attraction.
Me too. Tell us a Jungle Cruise joke.
Sure.
Said the skipper. He thought if the joke was funny enough, the ghost would be laughing so hard they wouldn't notice him trying to escape.
If you exit the boat and you find your shoes rapidly filling up with water, get back in the boat and try the other side. If you leave your children, we bring them over to It's a Small World, bolt them to the ride, and force them to sing the same song over and over again for the rest of their lives.
That's not funny.
How dare you tell us an unfunny joke? Dolls, attack!
Just at that moment, the ghosts vanish into thin air, and the smiling, singing dolls start to move closer.
Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this one? Aha! My rifle!
The skipper remembers he still has his rifle from the Jungle Cruise hippo scene. Pulls it out, takes aim at the cheerful attackers.
Eat lead, dollface!
For some bizarre reason, the young skipper forgot that the rifle did not have real bullets. The rifle only shot blanks.
Gosh darn it!
He quickly held the rifle like a baseball bat and started to swing.
Batter up!
One by one, three little dolls hit the water. Unfortunately, their splashes caused the boat to rock back and forth, back and forth. Not being able to keep his balance, the skipper falls out of the boat, over the side. He lands far beneath the watery pathway into almost complete darkness, for he has fallen into the bowels of the ride.
Ouch! Oh, that was unpleasant.
Just as the skipper begins to gather his bearings, he notices someone standing in front of him. The skipper quickly pulls out his flashlight and shines it in the mysterious person's direction.
Who's there?
What are you doing in my home, kind sir?
You live here? Who the heck are you?
Greetings. I am a former small world engineer. I was unfairly terminated from my position, so I've been living deep within the bowels of the ride.
Why? What have you been doing down here?
I've been secretly working on my greatest creation.
The engineer takes out what appears to be an oversized remote control filled with knobs, blinking lights, and a giant red button.
This device can turn off and on. It's a small world with just the touch of a button. I control the dolls. I am their master.
Wow. Okay. Well, that explains what was happening before, but it doesn't explain why they were trying to attack me, and that certainly doesn't explain these darn ghosts.
Oh, those guys are jerks. You know how poltergeists can get, trying to kill the living with inanimate objects and stuff.
Without warning, the dolls emerged out of the darkness.
Ah! They found me!
Quickly, get in here.
The engineer lifts a trapdoor. Without knowing where he is going, he blindly jumps in. Before he knew it, he was quickly sliding into the abyss. Before he could reach for his flashlight, he was thrown onto the ground behind a small world show building. The young skipper catches his breath and begins to compose himself. All of a sudden, a huge smile comes across his face and his eyes widen.
I've got a great idea!
The very next morning, the young skipper sits anxiously in a waiting room, dressed in his Sunday best.
Sir, Mr. Walker will see you now.
The skipper walks into the office of Esmond Card Walker, the president and CEO of the Walt Disney Company.
All right, kid. You got 5 minutes. What do you got?
Thanks for seeing me on such short notice, sir. I wanted to meet with you today because I've come up with a $1 million idea for a movie. What if we told a story about some toys that come to life when kids aren't around? It would be all about the secret life of toys that us humans don't know about. Wouldn't that make a great cartoon?
Mr. Walker did not respond. He kept a poker face.
What did you say your name was again?
John, sir. John Lasseter.
Well, John Lasseter, nobody wants to see a flat cartoon with living toys in it. People want to see the third dimension. Come back in 18 years when we can make the whole thing on a computer. Until then, you just stick to being a funny man on the fake wild animal ride.
And that, my friends, is one of the 10 deeply disturbing Disneyland urban legends, according to Simon Gallagher from WhatCulture.com. Was this tale the real inspiration for Toy Story? We may never know.
It's a creepy world after park close. Written by myself, James H. Carter II. Starring Michelle Young as the narrator. Adam Leonard as the Jungle Cruise skipper / John Lasseter. Roxy Tart as the Small World cast member. Shannon McGrew as Ghost 1, Shining Joy as Ghost 2, me as the Small World Engineer, Cupcake Terror as the Secretary, and again myself, James H. Carter II, as Card Walker. If you enjoyed that, we have a few more of these up our sleeve. This is the debut of a new thing that we're doing on the show. Figured Halloween is the best time to debut you something so awesome, because I think it's awesome. Hopefully you did too. If any of you listening know how to do any form of animation, I would love to get this story and the other ones working on animated. So feel free to reach out to the show, creepykingdom@gmail.com. As you may or may not know, that story was inspired by one of the quote-unquote Disneyland urban legends that we discussed a few episodes back. In case you did not hear that or just want a refresher on that, here is a clip of us talking about the story that inspired this one.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the real inspiration for Toy Story, The Small World ride is actually a subject of a number of urban legends and supernatural rumors, which has led to creepy mythology around the ride that persists even as logic sweeps the stories aside. Persistent stories suggest some park guests and former employees loved the ride so much that they came back after death, sort of like Romero's zombies going back to their favorite living haunts. But rather than simply enjoying the rides, the playful ghosts instead decided to animate the ride, making the figures move on their own after the park was closed. Apparently, lights within the ride turn on and off of their own accord, and the dolls spring to life and burst out in song without the aid of electricity, suggesting a frankly disturbing inspiration for the magic of Toy Story. Is there any truth to it? It depends on how you feel about ghosts, really. Probably not, unless a ghost is actually reading this. There was a rumor that an engineer for the ride was fired and spent some time living within the bowels of the ride afterwards, which could have accounted for the moving parts after hours, but that in itself could be no more than spurious mistruth.
All right, let's take like a few steps back with this story here.
Wow.
So basically what this is implying that there's an urban legend that the dolls, the inanimate objects, died.
The animatronics.
Yeah, died. Okay. The non-living animatronics died and left, their spirits left this earthly realm and then came back to Earth. And through the magic of ghost powers, decided to go back into their doll bodies.
It says the story suggests that park guests and former employees are taking over the dolls. That's so much more likely. Oh my god!
Let's be fair. Most of these are going to be ghost stories here, so we're just gonna. You know, however you feel about ghosts or not, we're just going to...
We're basically going to talk about Disney ghost stories.
We're just going to skip over that element. I'm not going to debate ghosts, the existence of ghosts or not. But for the, you know, I'm just going to play along with what these stories are saying. So let's just say you were a guest.
And you really like Small World. I mean, like, you really like Small World. Like, really.
You love it so much that you came back and went into, I mean, essentially, this is child's play, right? Like,
yeah, you went into a doll, you died, and you decided to come back and inhabit a doll. And after the ride closes at night, you and your ghost doll friends run around and sing "It's a Small World," scaring people. And obviously, that was the inspiration for Toy Story.
Yeah, but that's the best part about all this, is that somebody saw this, and instead of, like, you know, being sent to the insane asylum,
John Lasseter.
I was like, oh, I got an idea for a movie.
Yeah, no, it was John Lasseter. When he was younger, he snuck and stayed at Small World after hours, and he saw the dolls come to life because of the ghost, and was like, oh my gosh. We have to make this a movie.
because that's because the doll, small world dolls coming to life clearly is a direct line to Toy Story. Like that is nothing.
Clearly, like, clearly,
there's no similarities whatsoever. Like I would say, if like this is the inspiration for Child's Play, I could say, you know, I would say
right
that.
For that. Oh, what was that? The silent something, wasn't there another one where it was like a bunch of dolls?
Oh,
like,
Dead Silence. Yeah,
yeah, Dead yeah, Silence. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or that. That could be another one as well.
You know, but I'm not thinking, I'm not getting Toy Story from this.
No. Yeah, there's really nothing.
Maybe the Magic Kingdom movie that Jon Favreau's going to make for us one of these days. Obviously, it's the inspiration behind that.
Yeah, just, yeah, he went on that. He's like, oh, they're alive.
Cool, we should make a movie.
I mean, this is, I truly believe 100% that Simon Gallagher, which we're, I'm going to refer to him by his name as we go through this, completely made this up.
Like, me too.
That there's no way that he heard this from anyone, anywhere, at any point in his entire life.
No. We, the jury of the Creepy Kingdom, vote this false.
So that's one strike against you there, Simon. Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
Have you seen the Dark Side of Disney documentary?
I have seen it. I saw it on the West Coast. Have you?
I saw it there as well.
Crazy.
A little bit. Yeah, it's weird you didn't say hi to me. I don't think that everyone listening got to see it.
It was on the West Coast, and I think that's a little far for our East Coast listeners to go.
If only there was an East Coast screening of the Dark Side of Disney documentary.
James, there is one.
Our prayers have been answered.
It's going to be on November 14th.
That's amazing. Do you know where it's going to be? I mean, the East Coast is pretty big.
It's an Orlando Walt Disney World premiere. It's going to be at a comic and collectible shop in downtown Orlando called Gods and Monsters. And I know that sounds a little intimate, but the place is a massive bar that seats 250 people for screenings.
Wow. That sounds like the ultimate place to see this documentary.
It is.
Is there anything else going on besides a movie screening?
Actually, there is. Before the documentary, at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a Dark Side costume contest. And then after the documentary, there'll be a Q&A session.
Wow, that sounds like a fun-filled evening of fun-filled fun activities.
Y'all, Dark Side of Disney, East Coast premiere, Gods and Monsters, downtown Orlando, November 14th.
Get your tickets now by going to DSODDOC.com. Well, my friends, there's even more Creepy Kingdom Halloween fun to be found on other podcasts. That's right. If you check out episode 92 of Modern Mouse Radio, I was a guest and I pitched my idea for a hard ticket Halloween event at Disney California Adventure. And I think I had some spectacular ideas, if I do say so myself. You can check out that episode by going to modernmouseradio.com. Also, on an episode of the Disney Dream Girls podcast, which will be released on October 31st, I share with Michelle my top five creepy Disney Halloween memories.
That's a Disney Dreamgirls exclusive right there. You can find Disney Dreamgirls by going to DisneyDreamgirlsPodcast.blogspot.com. And of course, you can search for Disney Dreamgirls or Modern Mouse Radio in the iTunes store or on the Stitcher app or however you listen to podcasts. If you would like to contact us here, just send us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And to check out any of our other podcasts, such as Roxy's World, which has returned after a long hiatus, just the Even James as a podcast, or Curvy Cutie Chat, just go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay and fan art pictures, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to creepykingdom.com. And if you would like to help support the show, please visit patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, until next year,
have a creepy Halloween. I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams. Ha 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 ha